利路亚，各位在座的同龄，还有在线上的同龄，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，Peace be with you, brothers and sisters。
感谢主耶稣的带领，让我们今天在一起纪念安息生日。
Thank the guidance of the Lord that we are able to gather here today to observe His Sabbath.
今天下午的讲题是新心、心灵、新生命。
This afternoon, our topic for mutual encouragement is new heart, new spirit, new life.
请看以西结书三十六章。
Please turn to Ezekiel chapter 36.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
以西结书三十六章二十六节。
Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26.
我要章啊，是给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，是给你们肉心。
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
今天我们的题目是从二十六节，新的心，新的灵。从这边来取出来。
Our topic today is derived from this verse.
那我们每一个人的人生啊，都需要真实的信仰。
All of us, we need a genuine faith in our life.
尤其是最近这几个月，这个世界很不稳定。
Especially in the recent months, the world has become very unstable.
当我们的生活被打乱的时候，心中会有一种不安的感觉。
And when our life is interrupted, we became very anxious.
那这个时候我们就需要信仰。
At this time, we need faith all the more.
但是真实的信仰会对我们的内心产生极大的改变。
And true faith will transform our heart.
信仰不是一种理论。
Faith is not just an ideology.
虽然它有道理的部分。
Even though it has reasons within it.
但是信仰会给我们内在带来改变。
But the important part is that faith will transform our inner heart.
然后我们的一生也会改变。
And also our life.
那要怎么样改变？
So how will our life change?
这里神已经答应他的选民，要给我们一颗新的心，还有新的灵。
Here, God promised His chosen people that He would give us a new heart and a new spirit.
之后我们就会得到新的生命。
Then we will receive a new life.
我们先来讲第一点。
Now let's talk about the first point.
什么叫做新的心呢？
What does it mean to have a new heart?
我们看耶利米书三十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32.
三十九节。
Verse 39.
耶利米书三十二章三十九节。
Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 39.
三十九节，我要使他们彼此同心同道。好叫他们永远敬畏我，使他们和他们的后世的子孙得福乐。
Then I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and their children after them.
这里神说啊，我要给我的子民一颗心。
Here God said, I will give my people one heart.
这个中文呢翻的不是很好，好像彼此同心同道。其实原文或者你看英文。讲得很清楚，就是神要给他们一颗心，就是专一的心。
The Chinese version is not very good because it translates one heart as a united heart. However, in the English version, we know that it means one heart.
那当你得到这一颗专一的心的时候，你就会好好的学习开始怎么样敬畏神。
And when you have received this one undivided heart, you will start to learn how to revere God.
我们认为神呢是看不见的。
Our God is invisible.
是个灵。
He is a spirit.
这很多人以前不认识他。
So a lot of people don't know him.
人对看不见的东西比较不会在乎，比较不会专心去爱或是认识他。
People typically don't care too much or love the things that they cannot see.
以色列百姓去到迦南地之后
，When the Israelites enter into the land of Canaan，
看到当地的一些人呢、啊，以前他们所拜的一些偶像啊，看得见的。
They saw the locals there worshiping idols which they can see.
那拜了他们之后呢，可以希望得到风调雨顺。
And through their worship, they were hoping to receive abundance of harvest.
所以他们对神的心就改了，就没有了，就不专一了。
So the Israelites' heart changed, and they are no longer undivided toward their God.
他们在拜真神的同时，拜耶和华的时候，也在拜其他的偶像。
At the same time, when they were worshiping the one true God, they were also worshiping idols.
就好像一个谈恋爱的人啊，他一脚踏两船。
Just like when a person is in love, but he also has another affair.
就好像那个结了婚的人，除了自己的配偶，又去爱别的人。
Just like a married person having extramarital affair.
所以这种不专一、不专心的人，会让人非常讨厌。
So these kind of people with divided heart is detestable.
也会把自己带进痛苦，也把别人带进痛苦里面。
They will bring suffering to themselves as well as others.
所以下一页说，神要我们除掉一个拜偶像的心。
So the next slide, it tells us that God has asked us to remove the heart of idolatry.
我们看以西结的十一章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 11.
十八节。
Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 18.
十一章的十八节到第十九节。
Chapter 11, verse 18 and 19.
他们必到那里，也必从其中除掉一切可憎可恶的物。
And they will go there, and they will take away all its detestable things and all its abominations from there.
这里说神告诉他们要除掉拜偶像的，还有拜偶像的心。
Here, God told them to remove the practice of worshiping idols as well as the heart of worshiping idols.
然后第十九节了，才来说要给他们一颗专一的心。
Then only in verse 19 that God said that He would give them one heart.
我们知道做什么事情啊，都要一心一意才会成功。
We know that in whatever we do, we have to have an undivided heart in order to succeed.
你读书要专心，你才读得进去啊。
When you are studying, you have to put all your heart into it in order to succeed.
你去公司上班，你既然领那个公司的薪水，你就要对老板、对公司忠心、一心一意。
And when you work and you receive salary from a company, you have to be loyal with an undivided heart toward your boss in your company.
你跟你说爱的人结婚，对他也是要一心一意。
When you marry the one you love, you also have to have an undivided heart towards that person.
好，那属灵上呢？我们要问自己，下一页，到底我们对神有没有专一的心？
So spiritually, we have to ask ourselves, do we have an undivided heart towards God?
什么叫专一的心呢？
What does it mean to have an undivided heart?
你说我也有来聚会啊。
You may say that I do come to service.
我吃饭前也有祷告啊。
I pray before taking meals.
甚至我每个月也有做奉献啊。
And every month I offer tithe.
教会要我帮忙，我也会尽力啊。
And I help out the church whenever it needs me.
没有错，你爱神。
It's true that you do love God.
但是神要的是一颗新的心。
But what God wants from us is a new heart.
就是你有没有把它放在你生命当中，你心里面最宝贵的那一块，最重要的那个地方。
Which means that have you placed God in the most important place in your heart?
这个跟你爱神，普通的爱神是不一样的。
This is different from simply loving God.
我们看诗篇的八十六篇十一节。
Let's turn to Psalm 86, verse 11.
诗篇八十六篇的第十一节。
Psalm 86, verse 11.
八十六节篇的十一节。
86 verse 11.
耶和华，求你将你的道指教我，我要将你的真理行。求你使我专心敬畏你的名啊。
Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name.
这个就是对神的敬畏，他的最专的专心啊。
This is what it means to have the heart to revere God.
就是把神放在心中最宝贵的地方。
Which means to place your heart, to place God in the most important room in your heart.
如果你的心呢已经分了很多块
，If your heart is divided into so many different parts,
你也爱你的享受
，You love your own pleasure.
你也爱世界的这些享乐
，You love the worldly indulgences.
你也很想追求你的事业的成功
，You want to pursue after success of your career.
那你也很爱你的家庭。
You also love your family.
好了，剩下的一点点哦，神要什么？那我看看这里一点点有没有办法拿出来吧。好，我给神吧。
And with the little room that you have left in your heart, you think what God wants, and you offer up the little piece to God.
这种心，神是不会满意的。
This kind of heart will not cause God to be content.
神希望你把它放在生命当中最重要的位置。
God wishes for you to place Him in the most important place in your life.
那以前你可能这样子，为什么要这样呢？以前你可能不觉得为什么那么重要。
In the past, you might not think that this is too important.
但是当某一些事情发生了之后
，But when something happens,
你会改变你的看法。
You will change your thinking.
你会觉得神最重要。
And you will feel that God is indeed the most important of all.
信仰最重要。
faith is the most important.
我们看下一页，讲一个例子，就是保罗。
Let's look at an example of Paul.
保罗他真的是信主之后得到一颗新的心。
And indeed, Paul received a new heart after he had believed in the Lord.
他改变了对他身边的事物的看法。
He changed his concept toward the things around him.
我们看腓立比书的三章七节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3, verse 7.
腓立比书三章的七节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 7.
只是我从前以为与我有益的，现在因为基督都当作有损的。
But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ.
第八节。
Verse 8.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord.
一个人的价值观会随着年纪还有这个经历而改变。
A person's values will change through his experience and his life.
啊，五六岁的孩子，你给他个玩具，哇，这个玩具就爱不释手啊，整天这样玩。
For a 5 to 6 years old child, if you give him a toy, he may play with it all day.
你说我给你100块，你这个玩具给我，他说我不要，我要玩具，我不要，要100块做什么？
If you say, I'll give you $100 in exchange for the toy, he would say, no, what do I have any use for that $100?
因为他很幼稚，他觉得玩具比一切都重要。
Because he is still a child, he thinks his toy is the most important of all.
但是再长大一两年，他说，哦，100块比较好，我拿你的钱，我可以去买别的东西。
But 1 or 2 years later, he would know that he wants to take that $100. It's better than a toy because he can buy a lot of things with that.
啊，如果你不懂的，人家给你100块换了一只那个古董的手表，你可能就给他骗走了。
And if you don't know better, somebody can offer you $100, and your valuable antique watch, you might just give it to them in exchange for that.
所以价值观会一直改变。
So your value system is always changing.
保罗他以前看重什么？
What did Paul pay attention to in the past?
世界的名，世界的利。
The fame and interest in the world.
他是一个法利赛人啊，很多人尊重他。
He was a Pharisee, and a lot of people respected him.
他也是讲那个旧约的律法。
He talked about the laws under the Old Testament.
他不认识耶稣基督。
He didn't know the Lord Jesus.
所以就看耶稣，觉得这个道理没有什么好。
And when he looked at the Lord Jesus, he thought the teachings were no good.
甚至逼迫基督徒。
He even persecuted Christians.
但是后来被主耶稣拣选了。
But later he was chosen by the Lord.
他的眼睛一下子瞎掉了。
And his eyes went blind.
他听到天上有声音跟他讲话。
He heard a voice from heaven speaking to him.
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And he said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
他问这个你是谁啊？
And he asked the voice, Who are you?
他说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And the voice answered, I am Jesus.Whom you are persecuting.
人呢，要遇到一些痛苦的事情啊，价值观、思想才会开始改变。
People often change their values when they have experienced some tribulations.
新的心呢，不是这边坐在那边听个道理啦，吹个冷气啊，去个度假啊，你的想法就改变，通常没有那么容易。
A new heart doesn't just come when you are sitting here to listen to a sermon or you take a vacation. It's not that easy.
一颗新的想法，重新的觉悟，通常是经历伤痛。而得到的。
A new mindset and a new revelation often comes through tribulation and suffering.
保罗从前看重世界一切。
In the past, Paul looked heavily on the things of this world.
但是现在呢，他看重耶稣超过一切了。
But then he changed and he valued the Lord Jesus above all else.
不是那些名利什么财产没有价值。
I'm not saying that wealth and fame have no value.
而是跟耶稣来比，那个价值就很低了。
But I'm saying that in comparison to the Lord Jesus, the value is nothing.
这里有个垃圾桶啊，里面都是画那些珠宝啊、钱啊、漂亮的衣服啊，对不对？
There is a garbage can depicted in the slide, and within it there are jewelry and other valuables.
以前我很喜欢逛那个二手店，现在没去了。以前很喜欢去逛，哇，看到里面很多东西也蛮便宜的啊，又很漂亮。
In the past, I like to shop at second-hand stores because, there are a lot of cheap things in it that are also quite beautiful, but I no longer do it.
有那些漂亮的装饰品啊，杯杯盘盘啊，哎，他们买回来的时候应该都很贵了。There
are a lot of beautiful decorations that must have cost a lot when they first purchased it.
那为什么突然间要丢到二手店呢？还要捐出去呢？
But why do they end up in secondhand stores?
因为可能没有用了。
Perhaps the owner had no use of them anymore.
第一，你可能老了，要搬一个很小的家了，你那些大的家具、漂亮东西没有地方放。
First, perhaps when you get older, you need to downsize into a smaller place and you no longer have the space for them.
第二，你可能生病了，那东西用不上。Second,
you might have become ill and you no longer have use for those items.
一个病的人来说，你穿那么漂亮的衣服、这珠宝啊、装饰品有什么意思？
For a sick person, it's no longer meaningful for her or him to be adorned with all those jewelry and beautiful clothing.
再来，很可能是他们父母死掉了。哎呀，父母看成宝贵的东西哦，年轻人不喜欢，那么过时了，哎，全部拿去捐掉。Next,
possibly the parents who were owner of the items have passed away, and the next generation don't value the items that their parents had valued.
所以很多东西啊，以前你看的很宝贵，其实过了不久啊，全部可以丢垃圾桶，你送给人也不一定有人要。So
there are many things that we might have valued in the past, but we no longer do anymore, and we would just throw them away or donate them out.
因为一切物质啊，都是会过去。Because
everything material will pass.
最宝贵的是属灵的。What's
the most valuable is the spiritual.
是心中的平安。
It is the peace in the heart.
还有永生的盼望,
and the hope of salvation.
你看这次疫情啊, 一开始的时候, 温哥华大去抢什么?
Let's look at this pandemic. At the beginning, what were people fighting for?
不是去抢珠宝啊, 不是去抢那个漂亮的衣服啊。
They weren't fighting to get jewelry or beautiful dresses.
大家去抢米啊, 抢食物啊。
But they were fighting to get rice and food.
原来那些东西比那些贵族东西还更宝贵。
That's when we realize that rice and food are actually more valuable than jewelry.
身体胜于衣裳.
Our body is more important than the clothing.
生命胜于饮食.
Life is more important than food.
所以保罗他信了主之后得到一个新的心，就是新的想法.
So after Paul have believed in the Lord, he received a new mindset and a new heart.
看腓立比书2章的第5节.
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2 verse 5.
腓立比书2章5节，这个心是什么心呢？
So in verse 5, what does this new heart refer to?
第5节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
这个就是新的心了。This
is the new mind.
这个心呢是耶稣的心。And
this is the mind of Christ.
什么叫耶稣的心?
What does it mean?
你信了主之后，凡事所想的、看东西的立场，会学习从主的角度去看事情。
After you have believed in the Lord, everything you look at, you will look at from the perspective of Christ.
如果你没有信主，
If you have not believed in the Lord,
你看这个世界的身边的事跟别人是一样的,
then you look at everything around you just the same as any other person.
每个人追求什么，你就追求什么。
Whatever other people pursue after, you go after too.
但是你得到这个新的心，就是耶稣基督的心。
But after you have received a new mind, that would be the mind of Christ.
你常常读圣经。
You will read the Bible often.
听道理。
Listen to sermons.
那你的想法就会慢慢改变。
And your mind will start to change.
你会从主耶稣的角度去看事情。
And you will start to look at things through the mind of Christ.
你看别人的时候，也会用主耶稣的心态去看别人。
And when you look at other people, you will also look at them through the mind of Christ.
比如说，你看那个人很脏。
For example, if you see a person being all dirty,
受伤了。
Oh, sorry. If you see a person wounded,
好，那别人可能就哎呀，我离开一点会不会传染给我，很危险啊。
And ordinary people might get scared and thought that maybe you have infection and you may give it to me.
但是有主的心的留下，那我怎么去帮他？
But if you have the mind of Christ, you would think about how you can help this person.
这个 mind 这个字啊，原文也是态度的意思，心态的意思。
The word mind in the original text it also means attitude.
态度决定高度。
Your attitude will determine your outcome.
我们信了主耶稣之后，我们对身边的人的态度也应该会有一个改变。
After we have belief in the Lord, our attitude towards the people around us should also change.
同样的话，你讲出来的态度不一样，效果就不一样。
Even with the same words that come out of your mouth, if you use a different attitude, the efficacy of your words would be different.
好了，我们讲第二点，那怎么来得到这个新的心呢？
So let's talk about the second point. How do you receive this new heart, a new mind?
神已经在以西结书里面讲了，你要借着新的灵，不是只有靠自己而已。
God has already told us in the book of Ezekiel that you have to get it through a new spirit.
我们看以西结书36章。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 36.
27节。
Verse 27.
36章27节。
Chapter 36, verse 27.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面。
I will put my spirit within you.
原来这个新的灵不是你自己的灵。
So this new spirit is not of your own.
也不是靠你自己的决心。
And you also don't get it from your own determination.
36章27节说得很清楚，新的灵是什么？
Verse 27 tells us clearly what this spirit is.
新的灵就是神的灵。
This new spirit is the spirit of God.
神会将一个新的灵放在你里面。
God will put a new spirit within you.
哇，这个灵啊，很有力量。
And this spirit is powerful.
啊，那怎么样有力量呢？
How is it powerful?
有几方面。
We can talk about this in a few aspects.
第一，神的灵帮助你明白神的事。
First, the God's Spirit will help you understand the mind of Christ.
我们看哥林多前书二章第十节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10.
哥林多前书第二章第十节。
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10.
二章十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，只是就是神深奥的事也参透了。
But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God.
十一节。
Verse 11.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事呢？这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him?Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God.
这里说除了神的灵，没有人办法可以了解神的事。
Here it says, except the Spirit of God, no one can know the things of God.
我们讲话，只要是同一个语言，你就可以互相的明白。
When we speak, as long as we speak in the same language, we can understand each other.
因为我们都是人呢。
Because we are all humans.
我的灵跟你的灵是同等的，所以我们可以了解对方。
And our spirit is on the same level, so we can understand each other.
但是如果你跟你家里的猫啊、狗啊来讲你的心事啊、烦恼了，它都听不懂。
But if you talk to your cat or dog and you share your worries with them, they will not understand.
它可能会靠过来，知道你不开心，但是到底怎么样不开心，要怎么样来聊天，没有办法。
They may be able to sense your worry and they might draw close to you, but exactly what your worries are, they will never be able to understand.
因为动物的灵跟人的灵差很远，没有办法沟通。
Because the spirit of animals are so different from the spirit of man, and therefore we are not able to communicate.
同样的，我们跟神的灵也差很远。
In the same way, our spirit is very different from the spirit of God.
所以为什么有一些人呢，对信仰啊，对圣经啊，没有什么兴趣？因为就是听不懂，看不懂。
That's why some people have no interest in reading the Bible or pursuing faith because they simply don't understand.
觉得很沉闷啊，你老是讲这个道理，到底在讲什么？
They think it's so boring, because we talk about the same thing all the time.
但是如果我们得到神的灵。
But if we receive the Spirit of God,
神的灵呢，会让我们了解神的事啊。
God's Spirit will help us understand the things of God.
尤其是当你领受了圣灵，在读圣经的时候，哎，神好像打开你的心，这个圣经啊，看得津津有味。
Especially after you have received the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit will open your heart, and when you read the Bible, you will find it exciting and you will understand it.
很喜欢听道理，很喜欢聚会。
And you will love to listen to sermons and come to service.
还有，你会慢慢了解神到底喜欢你做什么，不喜欢你做什么。
Also, slowly you will understand what God wants you to do and what God does not want you to do.
所以，我们今天如果想要明白主更多，我们要求神的灵开导引导我们。
So today, if you want to understand God more, we have to pray for God's Spirit to guide us.
再来，神的灵会帮助我们遵守他的话。
Next, the Spirit of God will help us to walk in His ways.
我们看以西结书三十六章二十七节。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
这里说啊，神的灵有一个很重要的工作。
Here it says that God's spirit has an important function.
进到你里面，帮助你遵守道理。
When the spirit enters into us, it will help us to walk in God's statutes.
我们知道神的道理有很多。
We know that there are many of God's statutes.
神的道理也很好。
And God's teachings are good.
但是有时候我们好像做不出来。
But many times we are not able to practice them out.
比如说，你听道理说要有耐心，不要常常容易发脾气。
For example, when you listen to sermons telling us to be patient and do not lose our tempers.
但是，一事情一发生了，哇，你那个火就上来了，就很想发脾气，就骂人。结果每次发完脾气，你又后悔。
However, when something bad happened, immediately you lose your temper, and afterwards you feel regret.
圣经说不可以贪心。
The Bible tells us do not be greedy.
坐在会堂的时候都不贪心。
And when you are sitting here in the chapel, of course you're not greedy.
因为没有贪心的机会啊。
Because there's no chance to be greedy.
好了，一出去了，回到身边的环境了。
But after you resume your normal life,
有时候那个老我就跑出来了。
And your sense of greed starts to surface again.
贪小便宜啊。
You are greedy and you try to take advantage of things.
对自己的东西也不满足，老是想要更多。
And you are discontent with what you have and you always want more.
所以知道道理是一回事，做不做得出来又是另外一回事。
So knowing the right thing is one thing, but whether you can practice them out is another.
神知道我们很软弱。
God knows that we are weak.
知道我们靠自己的意志力没有办法完全可以做一些改变。
God knows that we are not able to completely change ourselves through our own will.
所以神已经答应了要给你新的灵在你里面。
So God has already promised to give you a new spirit.
帮助你在里面可以顺从神的律例典章。
And in you, the Spirit will help you to walk in God's ways and to keep His judgment and statutes.
这个就是最宝贵的。
This is the most precious of all.
有一个弟兄。
There was a brother.
有一个年轻弟兄啊，他哇非常喜欢看那些。卡通啊，那些动画。
A young brother, and he loved to watch animations and cartoons.
那上网啊，下载了很多那些非法的那些动画，一直看。
So he went online and he pirated a lot of animations, and he kept watching them over and over.
也很喜欢打电动玩具。
And he also liked to play video games.
没有办法好好学习。
And he wasn't able to focus on his learning and study.
他知道这样子浪费时间，实在是浪费生命。
He knew that he was wasting time and wasting life.
但是又控制不到自己。
But he wasn't able to control himself.
一坐在书桌就要去开电脑，一开就很多个钟头停不下来。
Whenever he sit in front of his desk, he couldn't help but to turn on his computer, and he would start to watch the animation for hours.
真的是想要改变，但是有心无力。
He wanted to change, but the heart is willing, the body is weak.
后来他去参加教会的神训班，就是留在教会两个星期，每天读经祷告。
Later, he attended a spiritual convocation and he stayed in church for 2 weeks and prayed every day.
在祷告当中，他跟神悔改。
Within his prayers, he repented to God.
神啊，我浪费太多时间。
He told God that, "Oh God, I have wasted so much time."
我很想改变。
I really want to change myself.
但是我又没有力量去改变。
But I don't have the strength to change.
那求你帮助我。
Please help me.
不然的话，我的人生这样子就毁掉了。
Otherwise, my life is doomed.
哇，他很认真祷告。
He prayed earnestly.
圣灵很充满。
And he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个很奇妙，那个随圣灵恩惠这个神训班结束了，他回家了。
Miraculously, after the end of the student spiritual convocation, he returned home.
他也想打开这个电脑去打一打。
And he turned on the computer.
但是一开始打，他就觉得这个很无聊啊。
打，
觉得很无聊，不好玩了。
And he started to watch, but he found no interest in watching the animations anymore.
觉得好像很不喜欢了。
And he actually disliked it.
觉得好像很无聊，好像没有意思。
And he felt that it was so boring, and there is no meaning in watching it.
好，从今天开始我就不再玩了。
So he made a determination from that day on, he would no longer watch animations and play video games.
把那些东西丢掉。
And he threw away the video game devices.
啊，为什么他有那么大的改变？
Why did he change so much?
是神的灵在他里面帮助他遵行神的律例。
It was the Spirit of God working in him to help him to follow the words and commands of God.
但是圣灵啊，如果你不叫他帮你，他不会自己来帮你。
But if you don't ask the Holy Spirit to help you, it will not help you.
你不要以为说，哦，我得了圣灵了，自然就会改变。
Don't just assume that you have received the Holy Spirit and naturally you will change.
说实在，有很多人得了圣灵也没改变。
Honestly, a lot of people have received the Holy Spirit and there's no change in them.
不是圣灵没有力量改变他。
It's not that the Holy Spirit had no power over them to change.
而是他没有很迫切地求圣灵，要求圣灵帮助他。
But rather, they have not earnestly prayed for the Holy Spirit to help them.
圣灵只会帮你而已啊，不会替你做改变。
The Holy Spirit will only help you, but they will not change you for you.
你不想改变，圣灵怎么替你改变呢？
If you don't want to change, how would the Holy Spirit change you?
你要每天为自己的软弱祷告。You
have to pray for your weaknesses every day.
主啊，我做不到，求你帮助我。Oh
Lord, I'm not able to accomplish this. Please help me.
啊，再来，神的灵会改变、更新我们的思想。
Next, the Holy Spirit will change our mind. Transform our mind.
我们看第十三页啊，罗马书的十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第一到第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章一到二节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉呢，是理所当然的。I
beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
第二节。
Verse 2.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。 叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这一段是罗马书里面非常有名的一句话。
This passage is a very famous one in the book of Romans.
告诉一个基督徒，在他领受了救恩之后应该有的改变。
It tells a Christian what changed he should have after he has received the grace of salvation.
但是这个改变怎么来的呢？
But how does this change come?
以前是服侍自己，以前是服侍这个世界。
In the past, you serve yourselves and you serve this world.
现在呢，想要服侍神呢，要把自己献给神当活祭呢。
But now you have to serve God, so you have to offer yourself as a living sacrifice to Him.
那这个思想上的改变从哪里来的呢？
So where does the change of our thoughts come from?
这里说得很清楚的。
Here it tells us clearly.
第二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
Verse 2, it tells us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
原来人生的改变是从思想的改变而来的。
So the change of our life comes from the change of our mind.
所以有一句话说, change your mind, change your life. 改变你的思想，改变你的想法，你都改变你的生命跟生活。
That's why the phrase goes, change your life, change your mind.
Change your mind, change your life.
Change your mind, change your life.
但是我们有时候信了一辈子啊，信了几十年了，说实在啊，心态还没改变。
But honestly speaking, a lot of us we have believed in decades, but we have not changed our mind.
我们不要以为我信了很久了，我好几代了，我已经每个礼拜来教会了，我就已经改变了。
Don't assume that you have believed in so long and you are you have generations of Christians within your family, then you have already changed.
我们是需要去教会。
We need to come to church.
我们需要服侍。
We need to serve God.
但是里面那个人，真正的我，里面的思想有没有改变呢？
But have you really changed your inner self and your mind?
你真正的想要改变的话，要圣灵的帮助。
If you really want to change, you have to have the help of the Holy Spirit.
这里说要查验什么是神善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意啊。
Here it says that we have to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
比如说你很想做一件事情。
For example, if you really want to do something,
那个是你自己很想要的事。
It might be something that you really want to do.
但是这个是不是神要你去做的？
But is it what God wants you to do?
那你就要祷告了。
Then you have to pray.
神啊，真的要我这样去做吗？这个是你要我的方向吗？
Oh Lord, is this the direction that you are leading me to? Is this something that you want me to do?
那你就开始为这个事情祷告。
You have to pray for this matter.
这个时候圣灵很奇妙哦，他会进到你里面，帮助你，让你了解神的旨意。
And in such time, the Holy Spirit will come into your heart and help you to understand the will of God.
这个时候你就越来越明显知道。
And at that time, you will start to see clearly.
所以我们今天呢，有这个神的灵的帮助，会让我们不一样。
So today, with the help of the Spirit of God, we will be different.
有一个弟兄。
There was a brother.
他在工作上面遇到一些瓶颈。
He came to the bottleneck of his career.
到底他在想啊，到底我要怎么来做下一步的选择？
And he was wondering what step to take next.
我要找到一个更好的工作，或者换工作呢，还是要留在原来的地方
？Should I change to a better job, or should I stay where I was?
那如果我换了更好的工作，可能会更忙。
If I change a job, I may have a better future.
但是呢，同时呢，我可能要常常出差啊，然后常常离开家里。
But at the same time, I may have to take a lot of business trips. I'll be away from my family a lot.
那我也没有办法每个礼拜在地方教会侍奉。
And I will not able to serve at my local church.
那如果不走的话呢？
But if I don't leave,
那我可以多一些机会侍奉。
And I stay at my job right now, then I can have more chance to serve God.
如果从事业的角度来说呢，应该是要换那个工作。
From the perspective of his career, he should take this new job.
因为那个是更大的公司，更有名。
Because it's a better company and it's more well known.
又要搬家，又需要要求他搬家。
He will be required to relocate.
所以他就跟他太太说：“不如我们来祷告，我不要以人的立场去做这个事情。”
So he said to his wife, "Let's pray. I don't want to make a decision from the perspective of man."
因为要换工作，要搬家，这个是很大的决定。
Changing my job and relocating is a big decision.
不是只有我个人的想法。
So it's not just what I want.
所以两夫妻就为了这个事祷告一个星期。
So the couple pray for this for 1 week.
求圣灵的带领跟指引。
They pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
到底神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意是怎么样呢？
They pray to understand what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
好。经过一个礼拜
，After 1 week，
他们就决定了
，They've made the decision，
我们还是不要搬家
，They don't want to relocate，
不要接受这个新的工作
，They didn't want to accept the new job，
因为孩子还有在地方教会的侍奉，还有现在的信仰的情况，在这边是比较好
，Because staying where they are is better for their children, the status of their faith, and also their service at their local church.
那他就去跟他现在的老板讲，我是不要走了，只是有人给我一个 offer， 但是我已经拒绝了。
So he went to his current boss and told him that I will stay at this job, but somebody gave me a new offer which I have rejected.
这个老板听说别人要抢你过去，要挖角啊，那我加你薪水，你放心留在这边。
And the boss heard about this new offer, and he offered this brother higher salary.
你不要走，你放心在这边工作，替我工作。
And he wants this brother to stay at where he is right now.
这个神就给他开路。
So this is how God opened the way for him.
所以啊，凡是我们遇到人生的十字路口，遇到困难，我们都要祷告。
So whenever we encounter difficulty, or if we have come to the crossroads of life, we have to pray.
我们有祷告啊，但是很多人祷告的就是神啊，你一定要给我，千万你一定要给我，这个是我最喜欢的。
A lot of us pray, but we pray this way. Oh God, please give me what I want.
你这样祷告啊，祷告一辈子，其实信仰不会进步。
If you only pray this way, you can pray your whole life, but your faith will never improve.
大小的事情，你都要问神，你的旨意是什么？不是我的旨意是什么？
Whether in major or minor decisions, you have to ask God, what is God's will?
这个很难，这个很不容易，因为要放下自己。
This is not easy because you have to let go of yourself.
我们都是祷告之前已经有一个理想，有一些条件，然后放在神面前，神啊，按照这些，麻烦你帮我一下啊，帮我成全一下。
We often have a target or some criteria before we pray. So when we pray, we present them before God and say, please help me accomplish them.
然后你爱我的话，就按我这个条件。我有五个条件，至少给我四个条件嘛。
If you love me, here I present five criteria for you. Please at least fulfill four of them.
但是有时候神呢，爱你，就一个条件都没有按照你的，他会给你完全不一样的。
But sometimes, because God loves you, He would not even give you one of your criteria.
如果你的心一直效法世界，就是第二节所说的。如果你的心一直效法世界，
if your heart keeps conforming to this world, just as described in verse 2,
你信了很久啊，表面是个基督徒，但是想法还是个世界的人啊。
You might have believed in for a long time, and you appear to be a Christian, but in your heart, you still belong to this world.
这种基督徒很可怜，那心中没有平安。
This kind of Christians is a bit miserable because there's no peace in their heart.
常常挣扎。
They are often in struggle.
常常觉得神不够爱我，为什么祷告都没有垂听？
They often believe that God doesn't love them because God never hears their prayers.
因为神要给你的，你不要啊。
Because what God wants to give to you, you don't want them.
你要的，神也不给你。
And what you want, God doesn't want to give to you.
所以啊，不要效法这个世界。
So do not conform to this world.
因为我们现在已经有新的心，已经有新的灵了。
Because now we already have a new heart and a new spirit.
好了，那有新的心，有新的灵，就要进入新的生命。
So with this new heart and new spirit, we have to enter into a new life.
就第18页，我们来看哥林多后书5章17节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
哥林多后书5章的17节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
17节，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过了，都成为变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
当我们从神那边领受了新的心,
when we have received a new heart from God,
接受了新的灵,
and receive a new spirit,
当然你就要彰显一种不一样的生命。
Of course, you will lead a new life.
因为如果一个人在基督里面, 他就是新造的人了。
Because if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
怎么是在基督里面?
What does it mean to be in Christ?
新的生命代表什么?
What does a new life mean?
当然首先,下一页,你要接受赦罪的洗礼,将你的罪洗干净。
Of course, as the first step, you have to receive the baptism for the remission of sin.
我们看罗马书6章4节。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 6 verse 4.
罗马书6章4节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 4.
所以我们借着洗礼归入时，与他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式啊。
Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
新的生命是从怎么开始的呢?
Where does this new life start?
是从死开始的。
It begins with death.
就好像一颗种子如果不掉在地里面死掉了, 那新的植物就不会长出来。
Just like a seed, it must fall into the ground and die before it can produce new life.
旧的我在洗礼的时候与耶稣基督一同死掉了。
Our old self has died with baptism with Christ.
罪洗干净了。Our
sins has been washed away.
洗礼起来就有新生的新的生命的样式。
And after our baptism, we have a new life.
所以洗礼也不是一种形式。So
baptism is not just a formality.
其他教会他们说洗礼是个形式。Other
denominations, they interpret baptism as just a type of formality.
怎么样洗都没有所谓，只要你有洗就好了。No
matter how through which way you receive baptism, it is okay as long as you receive baptism.
甚至他们说你不用洗也没关系，你相信就好了。
Or some even say you don't even need baptism as long as you believe that is enough.
保罗讲得很清楚，你要受洗的时候与基督耶稣一同埋葬。
Paul tells us clearly that when we are baptized, we have to be buried with Christ.
全身入水。
We have to be completely immersed into the water.
当你起来的时候，哇，新生命开始了。
And when you get up out of the water, your new life begins.
但是不单只受洗,
but this is not just about baptism.
新的生命还是要脱离罪恶的生命。
Your new life also has to be free from sin.
我们看哥林多后书的第7章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
第一节。
Verse 1.
哥林多后书第七章第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神得以成圣。哇，这句话很宝贵。
This is such a precious verse.
我们要怎么样做一个新的生命？
How do we lead a new life?
我们要除掉一些污秽啊。
We have to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness.
最近因为疫情的关系，有一些前线医护人员啊，回家的时候啊，我听说啊，还没有上门，还没有上房间，在门口已经脱光了，然后就去洗澡，然后再进入家里。
Due to the recent pandemic, I've heard that a lot of medical workers, before they enter into their house, they would remove all their clothing.
所有衣服啊，丢洗衣机马上。
And as soon as they enter, they would put all their clothing into the washing machine to wash them.
因为外面很多细菌啊，很多病毒，很污秽，尤其他上班的地方很多污秽的东西。
Because there are a lot of virus, filthiness, dirt, bacteria on their clothing.
我们基督徒在世上生活也是一样。
This is the same with us Christians living in this world.
有很多的东西可以污秽我们的思想，污秽我们的灵魂。
There are a lot of things that can defile our thinking and our spirit.
有很多罪可以污秽我们的身体。
A lot of sins that can defile our body.
所以我们在来到神的面前，我们要每天脱去这些污秽。
So when we come before God, we have to first cleanse ourselves of all filthiness.
我们来教会敬拜哦，今天来这里哦，就是在神面前悔改，然后求神洁净我们。
Today, when we come to worship God here, it is so that we can ask God to cleanse us.
那神已经把我们救出来了，我们就不要自己跳回去那些污秽的地方。
So, God has already delivered us. From sin, so let us not go back to what God has already rescued us from.
彼得长老在彼得后书第二章二十二节那边讲。
Elder Peter told us in Second Peter.
彼得后书二章二十二节，不要像猪一样。
Chapter 2, verse 22 of Second Peter, Elder Peter told us not let us not be like swine.
我们看自己是不是像猪啊？
Let's look at ourselves to see if we have acted like swine.
我们看彼得后书二章二十二节。
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 22.
俗语说的不错，狗所吐出来的转过来又吃，猪洗净了又回到泥里去滚。这话在他们身上正是合适。有一些人就像猪像狗，这是彼得讲的。
According to Peter, some people are just like a dog or a swine.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
狗啊，自己吐出来的东西，结果他要回去吃了。
A dog returns to his own vomit.
猪呢？哇，你把它从泥里面抓出来洗干净，结果它觉得很不自然，又跳回去泥土里面。
And a soul, you might have pulled him out of the mud and washed him, but he would go back and wallow in the mire.
因为他的生命还是猪的生命啊。
Because he's still a soul.
这猪是喜欢脏的。
And they like the mud.
所以你给它洗干净，它也很想回去。
So after you have washed them, they still want to return to the mud.
因为生命没有改变，你把它抓出来洗，但是里面没有改变，那是没有用的。
Because their life has not been changed. You have pulled them out of the mud to wash them, but their life remains.
所以我们今天要做一个有新生命的基督徒。
So today we have to be a Christian with a new life.
我们求神的生命在我们里面胜过我们自己的肉体。
We have to pray for the life of God to be within us to overcome our flesh.
我们不要再回去过去从前的污秽、罪恶、痛苦里面。
Let us not return to the filthiness, the sins and suffering of the past.
无论这个泥土代表什么。
No matter what this mud represents.
这个泥土啊，这些脏啊，每个人代表不一样的东西。
It represents different things to different people.
骄傲啊，自大啊，狂妄啊，苦毒啊，都是。
It can represent pride, conceit, arrogance, and bitterness.
主耶稣把我们救出来，你就不要自己再冲回去。
The Lord Jesus has delivered us out of it, so do not go back.
这个需要新的生命的力量。
This needs the strength of a new life.
主耶稣的生命已经给我们这种力量。
The life of the Lord Jesus has already given us such strength.
之后我们还要再做一件事情。
We still have to take a few steps ourselves.
最后，这要新的生命，让我们成为基督的使者。
Lastly, the new life will help us to become the ambassadors of Christ.
看回来刚刚看过的哥林多后书第五章啊。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
刚刚我们是读18节啊，新造的人。
We've read verse 18 just then about a new creation.
好了，我们看现在看5章的20节。
Now let's look at verse 20.
5章20节，所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借着我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。这里说新的生命会让我们成为基督的使者。
Here it tells us that a new life will help us to become ambassadors for Christ.
我们已经拿到新的心了。
We have received a new heart.
有新的灵了。
And a new spirit.
怎么彰显新的生命呢？
So how do we lead a new life?
你要出去代表基督。
We shall go out to represent Christ.
就好像加拿大，如果要派一个大使哦，比如说他如果总理选上你了，你代表加拿大去那个国家当大使。
Just like if the Prime Minister of Canada has chosen you to represent the country, then you will go to another country to be ambassadors.
哇，那你很荣耀啊。
And you would feel a lot of honor.
那你就代表那个国家的呢。
Because you are representing the country.
你要去那个国家，对方的国家来推广自己的国家。
And you are going to another country to promote your own country.
哇，那个这个责任很大。
It's such a huge responsibility.
因为你一站出来，你讲每一句话代表加拿大。
Because when you step out, every word that you have spoken, it represents Canada.
啊，我们可能没有机会去什么国家当大使啊。
We probably don't have any opportunity to be ambassadors.
但是当你拿到新的生命的时候
，But when you have received a new life,
你就是主耶稣基督的大使。
Then you have become ambassadors for Christ.
别人看不到基督，但是看到你。
Other people are not able to see Christ, but they can see you.
你是一个怎么的邻居？
What kind of neighbors are you?
你是一个怎么的同事？
What kind of colleagues are you?
你是一个怎么的朋友？
What kind of friends are you?
甚至你的家人在看你，你信了耶稣，你有什么表现？
Even your family is looking at you to see what changes you have made after you have believed in Christ.
如果你表现得很好，
If your change is good,
你代表耶稣是大使。
Then you are good ambassadors for Christ.
就我们要传福音，要引人归主，才有立场，才有说服力。
And in this way, we will be persuasive when we are preaching gospel and trying to lead people to believe.
因为你的生命已经不知不觉彰显出来了。
Because the life of Christ has been manifested through you.
你愿意成为主耶稣的大使吗？
Are you willing to become ambassadors for Christ?
主耶稣已经给你新的生命。
The Lord will give you a new life.
我们呢，最后来唱诗324首。
Lastly, let's sing hymn 324.
324.
324.